There's a place where they only serve cold beer in long neck bottles, where rusty pickups with gun racks and toolboxes are parked outside. The pool table felt is ripped like the jeans of the folks on the bar stools. And the jukebox is stocked by Chip McCabe, because this is the wrong side of the tracks.
But I always thought that that was like a metaphor. But there are actual train tracks.
The wrong side of the tracks. Think you're smart, but you don't know that.
Wrong Side of the Tracks with Chip McCabe. Tuesdays at 7, Wednesdays at 1 on Cygnus Radio.
The book is read, the end begins to show. Metal Dad Radio Show. Back at it again with a very, very special edition. I know we've been saying that a lot recently, but this is especially special.
Yeah, starting in 2020, during the pandemic, we started celebrating the 50th anniversary of Black Sabbath Records. We did the first two albums in 2020. We did Master Reality in 2021. We celebrated Volume 4 last year. And here we are in 2023 celebrating the 50th anniversary of Black Sabbath's fifth album and arguably their finest, Sabbath Bloody Sabbath, released, depending on your sources, either the end of November or December 1st, 1973, depending on where you were in the world, I guess, released this week 50 years ago through Vertigo Records, Warner Brothers here in the U.S., Sabbath Bloody Sabbath. And you made no bones about it off air. You said this is your favorite Sabbath record.
I just think it's the best, man. The production, the riffs, the drum fills, the bass lines. I really like Ozzy's vocals on this, and I feel like the vocals on this record are unique to it. He never achieved them anywhere else.
That's a good point. I do think this record may be Ozzy's best vocal performance with Black Sabbath. And a lot of these songs, they stopped playing live after a few years because he couldn't hit the notes anymore. But this album saw the band go back to the UK after recording Volume 4 in LA. They were all completely coked out of their minds on that Volume 4 tour. Tony Iommi very famously had writer's block before this album started to come together. And then they went to a haunted castle in the UK where bands like Deep Purple and Zeppelin had recorded before them. And it all started to come together. Iommi came up with the main riff for that song, Sabbath Bloody Sabbath. And the rest, as they say, is history. Sabbath reached what might have been their creative peak as part of the original lineup. That right there, what you just heard, was Bruce Dickinson, solo version of Sabbath Bloody Sabbath. And that comes off of the Nativity in Black tribute album that came out in 1994 and featured bands like Megadeth and Sepultura, Typo Negative, and then COC was on that as well. And then, of course, bands like White Zombie and Biohazard because you had the popular bands in there. But Bruce Dickinson, backed by a band called Godspeed, doing their version of Sabbath Bloody Sabbath. And I almost played the Today is a Day version because that's also very good. So what are you going to get with the 50th anniversary of Sabbath Bloody Sabbath? Same thing that we did with the first four records. You're going to get live versions of some of these songs from back in the day on the Sabbath Bloody Sabbath World Tour. You're going to get covers like we just got with Bruce Dickinson. And you're going to get some stuff straight from the record, right? Because obviously there are songs that I could not find covers or live versions of. A couple tunes, at least one song, I don't know that they've ever played live necessarily. But we're going to give you the entire record in order as it is on the album. And so Sabbath Bloody Sabbath was the album opener. The next song on the album is one of my all-time favorite Black Sabbath songs, A National Acrobat. We're going to give you a cover of this song that comes off the In These Black Days tribute to Black Sabbath 7-inch series that was put out by Hydrohead Records that almost became a huge CD compilation through Relapse. Although I think Hydrohead had planned to do it in conjunction with Relapse. But these 7-inches, I think, are some of the best Black Sabbath covers you'll ever hear, especially if you're a fan of a lot of hardcore and grind and bands of that ilk, because the bands that were covering Sabbath on this series were bands like Neurosis and Soylent Green and Botch and Cable and Cavity and Coalesce and Today is the Day and I Hate God and Brutal Truth and Converge. AC. It was a great series, including a band out of Boston, Massachusetts area, Overcast, who I was a huge fan of back in the day, especially in the late 90s when they were at their peak. And they cover A National Acrobat. And here it is, Metal Dad Radio.
I have the world's in life. Oh!
Metal Dad Radio Show. I was going to say ripping through the first part of that album, but we only ripped through part of it. We kind of mellowed out at the end there.
Yeah, you don't rip through fluff, right? Like that's, and so that's the song or one of the songs that I had to just pull the album track because there's nobody covered fluff that I know of, and nobody's ever caught Black Sabbath playing that live, you know? So there you go, the little neoclassical sort of interlude from Tony Iommi, basically, fluff. And then before that, we gave you a cover of A National Acrobat from Overcast, really cool band out of Massachusetts, who in the late 90s put out a couple great records. And this actually, I had to look, this cover of National Acrobat was actually the last recording they did before they initially broke up a year later, 1998. So there's that. All right. So we're going to go back into the album now, and we're going to go into a band you might have heard of covering another one of my favorite songs off this record. The song is Sabracadabra, sort of the most rockinest number, right?
I think Sabracadabra is an underrated track. I'm not going to lie.
I do too. It's like a bluesy rock and roll number, and it's just kind of after the interlude of fluff, it's kind of comes out of left field at you, right? After the first two songs are so like epic and big. And then they kind of stripped it down a little bit for this tune, brought in Rick Wakeman from Yes to play keys on it. And here's Metallica's version, Sabracadabra.
It's hard for you to know the reason why. And I know you'll understand more when it's time to die. Don't believe the life you have will be the only one. You have to let your body sleep to let your soul live on. We'll be right back.
trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world.
Metal Dad Radio marching on as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of Sabbath Bloody Sabbath, one of our favorite Black Sabbath records of all time. And that right there was a band out of California called Mortifex, who in 2019 dropped a self-titled debut record that included that cover of Who Are You. Thoughts on the thrash version of Who Are You?
I can't lie. I actually enjoyed that a lot. It was unique. I liked it. The drums were amazing. It was such a strange combination of sounds. And I give them props because not only was it good, but they stuck that. That wasn't even like a bonus track. That's like in the heart of the album. You know, I give them props for that.
I do too, and it's funny because, you know, Who Are You, the original song, is such a slow, doomy number, and you don't think that, you know, taking it, making it a thrash song would work, but they made it work. I loved it. Before that, we gave you some live Black Sabbath from 1975. One of my all-time favorite Black Sabbath bootlegs, and I think one of the best because it's a soundboard recording and it just sounds fantastic, is Black Sabbath live in Asbury Park, New Jersey, 1975, recorded live at the Asbury Park Convention Center on August 5th, 1975. So about 50 miles away in Cape May, New Jersey, five-month-old me was hanging out. I was born too late, kids. 5 months old. I was born in March of 75. August of that year, Sabbath is in Asbury Park. Absolutely crushing it. And they played a ton of songs, all like 28 songs, that concert. The original version of the bootleg had about 15 of them, and then there's bonus tracks on a reissue that came out in like 2014. Killing Yourself to Live was the opening number of that concert, as you could hear through the intro, right? They had Super Czar, because that was on the Sabotage tour, and then the guy came out, whoever it was, came out and introduced Black Sabbath. Love it. And then, of course, starting off the block, Metallica, off of their Garage Inc. album, which came out in November of 1998. That's celebrating anniversary this week, November 24th, 1998. Garage Inc. was a bunch of covers, obviously, that they did. Covers from Discharge and Diamond Head and The Misfits, and they did a Merciful Fate medley. But they also covered Sabracadabra. And in the middle of it included a little bit of National Acrobat. So you actually got that song twice. And then, of course, the second disc of that Garage Inc. album was their original 598 EP, Garage Days Revisited, which, of course, is songs from Diamond Head and Killing Joke and Budgie and the Misfits. So that is not the last cover we're going to do. I'm just going to say that. Because we've got an interesting cover coming up for you guys. But first, we're going to go back to the album. Back to the original Sabbath Bloody Sabbath album for this next track. This is Black Sabbath, Looking for Today.
Too late.
Metal Dad Radio Show. Again, continuing to rip through the classic Sabbath Bloody Sabbath album, giving you some cool covers there and all sorts of fun stuff.
Yes, sir. That right there, if you're a metal fan, you probably know anytime you're going to hear, you know, some sort of like neoclassical version of a song, it's probably Apocalyptica, and that was off of their Seventh Symphony album, which came out in August 2010. They did a special edition iTunes bonus track, a cover of Spiral Architect, the final song off of Sabbath Bloody Sabbath. And then before that, we gave you the album version of Looking for Today off of Sabbath Bloody Sabbath. So celebrating the 50th anniversary of one of the greatest records ever made. Can we just say that?
Yeah, this is easily, like, in my opinion, top 50 albums of all time.
Yeah, I'd put it top 25 in my mind, just for me personally. Like, this album is, I have very distinct memory of when this album really clicked for me. I was on like a family vacation in like upstate New York. We had gone up there. It was right after my parents got divorced. We went up with my mother, my brother and I, and a bunch of family members. And we were in this, like, I was in this little, like, log cabin-ish type place. And I had headphones on. I was listening to this. It was nighttime. There was snow falling. And it just, the setting and the album and just everything kind of fell into place. And ever since, it's been one of my favorite records of all time. So we're going to finish it off. I couldn't finish with that version of Spiral Architect. I mean, that was fun. It was fine. But let's go back to Asbury Park 1975. Because during that show, Black Sabbath pulled out a bunch of songs from the Sabbath Bloody Sabbath record, including Spiral Architect. Don't forget, kids, next week is our final regular show of the year. And then December 14th and 21st episodes, we are counting down our top 20 metal albums of 2023. We got three shows left this calendar year before our two-week holiday hiatus. Now let's send you out now with a live version of Spiral Architect, Black Sabbath. Until next week, kids.